أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يونس لمن المرسلين إذ أبق إلى الفلك المشحون فساهم فكان من المدحضين فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون فنبذناه بالعراء وهو سقيم وأنبتنا عليه شجرة من يقطين وأرسلناه إلى 100,000 أو يزيدون فآمنوا فمتعناهم إلى حين. صدق الله العظيم. After discussing very briefly the incident of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. With regards to Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ يُنُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And certainly Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was from amongst the mursaleen. He was from amongst the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا بَقَى إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. Remember when he ran towards a boat that was laden. وَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ. Then he was involved to engage in the casting of lots, and he had lost in this cast of the lots. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this Nabi Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a community in Iraq. The name of the place was Nineveh, and Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was sent as the Nabi to these people. In these ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that there were about 100,000 people that Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to. Like all the other anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam also fulfilled the responsibility of nubuwwat and prophethood, and that was to call his people towards tawheed and call his people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like generally we found that most of the people would not accept the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had also rejected the nubuwwat, they also rejected tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam that within a period of three days, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down. And in this period of time, the people began to see black clouds or black smoke that looked like clouds that were forming in the atmosphere above them. And this began to create within the people a sense of understanding. And they began to speak amongst themselves, and they had thought very deeply about this, that this is the adab that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam is speaking about, or rather this is the sign of the punishment that is going to come upon us. So let us judge and adjudicate and see amongst ourselves, what is Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam going to do? Is he going to stay amongst the community, or is he going to leave the people? Hence, overnight Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam himself had seen the signs of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had left this community, he had left his people. Now this, Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam doing this, and perhaps one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked these two incidents, that we find in the time of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also commanded Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, before the adab had come down to his people, that you should leave your locality, you should leave the area of your residence, and you should go away. And hence Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam had gone out of his locality. On the other hand, during the morning, these black smoke or black clouds still remain. The signs of the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat still remain. And the people began to look for Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, and they found that he was not in their midst. So they had now realized that these are signs of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people got amongst themselves, and they began to confer, they began to consult each other, and they came to this conclusion that they should make tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, like what Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had always been commanding them to do, advising them to do. So in the narrations it comes that all of them got together, men, women and children, they had taken the animals, they had gone out into the open field, and they began to cry unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this tawbah of theirs was accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat. On the other hand, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was out of his residence, out of his village or the town. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam watched and he observed. 3 days had passed and no azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come down. Now here was a predicament that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in. That on the one hand, he had promised them the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't know what is happening in the city, that these people had made tawbah to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and they had turned and they had changed their ways and mended their ways. And Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's predicament is this, that in that community at that time, there was a rule and a law that if a liar was caught out, then that liar was killed. Does he go back now and face the penalty of being killed? Or what does he do? Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam moved away from the village, he moved away from his people, and he goes towards the waters. And over there, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam embarks upon a boat, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam embarked upon this boat, a boat that was filled and laden with people, and now this boat begins to move. In one narration it comes that the boat stops at a place shortly after it had moved, and the boat would not move. In one narration it comes that there was a threat that this boat is going to sink because it is overloaded. The people of the boat had recognized Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. They had known he was an upright person. Now in those days, the people began to say that this boat is not moving because he is a person, a runaway slave who has run away from his master. And hence, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam stood up and he admitted that I am that person, and he was ready to get off that boat or disembark from that boat. It was still the waters, and hence he was prepared to dive into the water, swim to the shore, and Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was stopped by the people. They decided to cast a lots. The person whose name comes out and appears will be the person that will be thrown overboard. Each time the lots were casted, on each occasion the name of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had come, and eventually Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had decided to disembark, to jump off the boat, to swim the oceans and get back to the shore. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had it that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded a huge fish from the ocean to come to the rescue of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And hence when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam goes into the water, this fish swallows Yunus alayhi salam by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second command of Allah was that this is not your feed, this is not your meal. You will not devour Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, but you will contain him within your belly till the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And in one narration it is stated that it was up to 40 days that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam dwelled in the belly of this fish till the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come that this fish throws Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam out. In that time, in Surah Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalimeen. And when the time was appointed, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was brought back to the shore. This fish had spilt, or rather vomited Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam out. He had come onto the shore. At that time, it comes in a narration that he was ill, he was sick, there was no hair on his body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a tree to grow, a god tree. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made arrangements for Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's rest, his shelter, his shade, and also nourishment, and also together with that, the cure for the illness and sickness that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had. A wild goat will come, from which he would milk. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates the entire incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, one in the Surah Yunus, the other in Surah Al-Anbiya, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. So فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had got off the boat and disembarked, then this huge fish had swallowed Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. Whilst Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was blaming himself, فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين للبث في بطنه إلى يوم يبعثون. That if it was not for the fact that he remembered and glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he was not amongst those that would make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here the references towards the kalima, the words لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين, then he would have remained in the stomach of this fish إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ till the day of Qiyamah. That wouldn't have meant that the fish itself could have lived till the day of Qiyamah, but it could have also died, and that would have become the qabr of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ. And then we casted Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam into open land, and at that time Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was ill and sick. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِنْ يَقَتِينَ. And we caused a tree to grow that did not have any trunk. In other words, it was a kind of a creeper. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَى مِئَةٍ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. And we had sent Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to 100,000 people or even more. فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَى حِينَ. They had brought iman, they made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we had caused them to derive benefit to a particular time, and when they became disobedient to Allah again, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them again. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.